With the purchase of Sears, Edward Lampert, who already owns a controlling stake in Kmart, may be starting to make good on the prophecy that his name is destined to become a household word, at least in households where the words Warren Buffett are uttered. Mr. Lampert is 42. He runs a $6 billion hedge fund. And like the elder financier, Mr. Buffett, Edward Lampert evidently sees value where others do not. Andy Serwer is editor-at-large of Fortune. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Robert.
Can you describe for us how it is that when Edward Lampert bought Kmart, he virtually peeled that company off the floor, and now it's healthy enough to go buy Sears? What did he do?
Well, Eddie Lampert has a track record of going into companies, especially retailing companies, when they're down and out, and providing them with capital, with money, and then helping them get back on their feet, and in the process making a ton of money for himself and for his hedge fund. And Kmart, of course, was in dire straits and finally went into bankruptcy 2 years ago. And at that point, it was really strapped. Eddie Lampert stepped in and provided it with many, many millions of dollars. And that way got a controlling stake in the company, about 52%, and was able to turn it around by bringing in some retailing experts. And then now has returned the company to health and is certainly capitalizing on that.
Stock rose from $15 to over $80?
Yeah, now it's up at $100, Robert, now that this deal's been announced. It's just striking.
Can you explain one part of the relationship between Kmart and Sears? Last summer, Kmart sold off many of its stores and, in fact, sold 54 stores to Sears for $621 million. Now it's buying the same company that just bought $600 million of its real estate from it.
Well, yeah, it is. It is pretty interesting. And actually, there's an even closer relationship in that Mr. Lampert owns 14% of Sears himself. So in other words, he owned 52% of the one company and about 14% of Sears. So for him to sort of bring the parties together was actually pretty easy. You know, they're both facing tremendous pressure, both Sears and Kmart, of course, from Walmart and Target. That's why putting them together makes sense in that they need each other to survive. Now, some would say you're lashing two wallowing ships together. That's not going to help them float.
The principle of misery loves miserable companies.
Right.
Talk a little bit about the man, Edward Lampert. His mentors appear to be an all-star team of business and economics.
Yeah, he's a very interesting guy. You know, he went to Yale University, was a skull and bones person there, and then joined Goldman Sachs right out of school and became a protege of Robert Rubin, who, of course, was Treasury Secretary under President Clinton and a very powerful Wall Street figure. He is very, very private, always has been, and has been very secretive. And I think this was brought to a head last year when a very bizarre and sort of tragic thing happened to him. He was kidnapped from his garage, from his office in suburban Connecticut. Some people had gone onto the internet and actually typed the words rich Connecticut person into Google and came up with his name and scoped him out. They kidnapped him, threw him into the back of a car, and brought him up to a cheap hotel outside of New Haven, Connecticut, where he was bound and gagged and blindfolded and thrown into a bathtub. And they tried to hold him for ransom, and he promised them some money. Later, the kidnappers used his cell phone to order a pizza, and that's how they were caught.
That's proof that he is not just rich and smart, but lucky, too.
I think that's right.
Andy Serwer, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you, Robert.
Andy Serwer is editor-at-large of Fortune magazine. He was talking to us about Edward Lampert, the man at the heart of Kmart, which is now purchasing Sears.